Okay, today's daf is daf Vav, and it's the 10th day of Sfirat HaOmer Tov Shin Samach Zayin, and we are holding on the bottom of Hey Amud Beit, last line. The next pitka in the Mishnah was Ezeu Katan Koshe Eno Yachol Lirkov Aktefo Shel Aviv. We had a machloket Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel. What determines the shiur of a katan? Does he have to be able to walk from Yerushalayim to the Har Habayit holding his father's hand? Or is it sufficient to be machayev even the chumra, like Beit Shammai, even if he can go up on his father's back? I don't understand how this works. You're giving me a shiur of a chiyuv of something very local. Somebody who is in Yerushalayim, who could be eilat from Yerushalayim to the Har Habayit, is the shiur of a chiyuv. But once he's chayev in coming up from anywhere in the country. This is now the chiyuv of Aliyah L'Rega. So how did he get up to Yerushalayim if he doesn't know how to walk more than to go from Yerushalayim to the Har Habayit? Now, the truth is that there's two ways of understanding this question. Rashi understands the question as meaning, if in order to be mechayev him universally, that he's able to be eilat from Yerushalayim to the Har Habayit, then that would mean that to get here to Yerushalayim, he had to leave his family. If he's old enough to be away from his brother for 2 weeks, then he's obviously going to be old enough. But what's the point of making a shir? Right? So certainly he was old enough to then have even a greater shir. There's not even a havam, only a Beit Shammai. So we're going to take a child that can't even walk, and you're going to have to hold him on the back and take him away from his mother? It doesn't make any sense. Answers the Gemara. This is, again, Rashi's very simple interpretation. Answers the Gemara, Amalei Abaye, the Rabbanan have a right to assume that every child will be in Yerushalayim because every mother will be in Yerushalayim. Because Adhe Adhacha Timbechayve Imei B'Simcha. Since the mother is also Mechuyevet in Simcha, because it says, Yisamachta Ata Uvetecha. So Ata Uvetecha means, again, there's a big machlokas in interpretations here, not understand exactly what Rashi is saying, but either Ata Uvetecha means that since she's included in the Chiyuv, so Mimela, she has to see to it that she is also misamechet with her husband. It doesn't mean necessarily that she has to come up to the Beit HaMikdash and eat shlamim. Because if you learn that Balaam is samcha b'begadim na'im, it's sort of like a sugi in Kiddushin. But she has to be with him. There's certainly no simcha, in most cases anyway, we hope, for her to be away from him. So it means that she would be coming ato, that was facetious. Ato v'itech, of course, means you and your home together. So if that's the case, we have a right to define the nature of the chiyuv of the katan based on the norms. The norms are that he would be in Yerushalayim. We don't have to worry about that question. That's taking things very, very literally. Mommy brought him, therefore didn't have to leave mommy, and so on and so forth. The pashtus of this sugi, if you take a look at back on that base, Tosfos doesn't make that assumption. Take a look in the Tosfos on that base, on the base. Mishe no yachol la'alot b'raglav. It's very interesting that we have a consistent machlokas of Rashi and Tosfos of this issue. Rashi learns in the overall p'tur on somebody who cannot walk on his feet. Says Rashi cannot walk from Yerushalayim to the Azara. So such a person is potter. Tosfos says, well, that's not what it means. It means he cannot walk from his city to Yerushalayim. He's incapable of taking a long trip. And he brings a raya from our sugya because he says, look, it says later on, and how did the little boy get to Yerushalayim from his city? Now the other Rishonim, who argue with Tosfos, they hold, there's no chiyuv to make an aliyah l'regel from all over Eretz Yisrael. There's certainly no such thing. The only point is, once the shiur is that were you in Yerushalayim, you could be early l'regel, then you take a monorail to Yerushalayim. Nobody's being b'chayiv you. You don't even need two rails. It's Hoshkin 2 feet. So you get all the way up to Yerushalayim. The same thing would be true of the Katan. So if that's the case, then Rashi is consistently saying over here, how did he leave his mother? Not how did he get here? He certainly doesn't have to come by his feet. But according to Tosfos, the kasha is more literal. That's the way it would appear, because bringing a raya from our sugya, Adam Echa Manaitite, how did he get here? We're certainly not talking about a child who walked from Lod to Yerushalayim when he arrived in the airport. That's the question, whether there's a fiva of a lila regal from Chutzlar. To get to Lod, you definitely wouldn't have to walk from America. So the shaila would be, therefore, how could he leave his mother for so long if he isn't old enough by definition to be able to walk? Okay, to which the Gemara then answers that his mother was covered. It's two very different approaches. According to Tosfos, the point would be that since his mother anyway will be here for the chiyuv of chinuch, we didn't look to be kaveh something that is kimat not shayach. I mean, how far is he going to be able to walk? So with any universal shear, right? How does he get here? Anyway, he'll be here because of his mother. Okay, slightly different, makes a big nafkamina lahalacha. Because according to Tosfos, someone who is impaired, his walking ability is impaired, lives outside of Yerushalayim, he doesn't have to take a train to Yerushalayim. If he couldn't walk, he's not chayav. He has to at least theoretically be capable of walking. That's not true, according to Rashi. I mean, how did you get there? Take a train. So mikan v'yela, from this point on, once his mother is here, im yachol la'alot v'la'chos v'yadar shel aviv Yerushalayim l'harabayit chayav, v'ylo patur. Tosfos also learns, not here, but in Kiddushin, Tosfos says that the whole mashmaut ha-sugya is that indeed there is a real chiyuv on a woman to be eating korbanei simta, as we'll see from Amud Beis. So he understands that the atah uveitecha is an actual chiyuv of her to be eating the shlomi, shalmei simcha, in which case she would be in Yerushalayim for shalmei simcha, not stam be in Yerushalayim because she's supposed to be together with her husband. That's not the point. So then there's a question among the Achronim, is that a chiyuv atzmit on the woman? Atah uveitecha seems to be addressing the husband. So if it's addressing the husband, so what's the hekrach that she came to Yerushalayim? Maybe she doesn't want to go. But they say your husband can be mechayver to go to Yerushalayim because he has a chiyuv. So how would the Torah make a chiyuv on somebody where it's not in his hands to do it, and the person whose hands it is? Okay, there's various tirutzim. If you hold it, it's not on the Isha Gufa. So something which is a social norm, that when a family goes up, but there are a woman would go up with her husband and shayach to say, but since the family will be going, so you're mechuyev to do some air. But that chiyuv of simcha indeed might be b'shlomim, says Tosfos. Not only be.
That's
the prep. She's in Yerushalayim. That's why it says, Yerushalayim l'arabayim. To get up to Yerushalayim, yes, because how else is she going to eat the simcha? But from that point on, then already it's dependent on the katan. Yeah, except that it says Beferish Atovita. Again, if you learn it's Mamish on there. Okay. But you can see that this is, again, a lot of possible variations here. This, by the way, is a very important daf in terms of all of these things. And it's brought in contemporary psak all the time in terms of defining the nature of the mitzvah chinuch and the relationship of Venetia to human on the family and so on. As we'll soon see, it's a nogea all the time in dinim of chinuch, especially the issues that are about to be raised further down this way. Heishiv Rebbe tachat Beit Hillel, Nadivri Beit Shammai, Rebbe taking the position of Beit Hillel, debating Beit Shammai's position, it says, V'chana lo alata, he amra l'isha, adi gamel hanar v'aviotiv. I don't understand. Chana did not keep the halacha of Simcha? It says Chana did not come up. You're saying that the chiyuv is, I'm telling you, he has to be able to walk from here, and his mother, Chana did not come up. Now, how old was Shmuel at that time? He had not yet Yigamel. I mean, obviously he was old enough to go on his father's back. He was already, he's 2 years old. A child of a few, 6 months, certainly a year, can go up on his father's back. Therefore, says Beit Hillel, the only way to understand is maybe he was a slow learner in terms of walking. But otherwise, why was it that he wasn't coming up from Yerushalayim to Arabayat and so on? V'shmuel yocholir kovak tefav shel aviv aviv. So what was he doing at home? Omalei Avu, as his father said to him, I don't understand. So ask about Chana. Well, why wasn't Chana being Mekayim the Mitzvah? Forget about Shmuel. He's saying Shmuel is old enough to walk, holding on to ride on his father's back. So how about Chana? Why wasn't Chana there? Milo Mechayva b'simcha. Now again, if the Isha personally is not Chayev, but it's a difficult question to understand. And if, furthermore, this Chiyev, remember it was a Machlok, as we spoke about earlier, the Bavli and Yerushalmi, whether there's a Chiyev of a cotton, literally Midiraisa, because we're not out from Hakel, as the Yerushalmi understands it, versus here, that it's a din in chinuch alone. I mean, maybe they hadn't yet been kofeh that chiyuv of chinuch at the time of Chana and Elkanah. Yeah, some equivalent shir. They say kosher came from Shiloh to the Mishkan, and Shiloh to the Mishkan is closer, and it's not as hilly as from Yerushalayim to Rabbi. I should speak about that. And it's interesting that there's a, I forgot who said it, one of the acronym points out, was it a Mishkan? Elkanah's entire life was teaching the mitzvah Lila Rega. That's what he used to do. He used to go, the Gemara used to go gather people every year, take a different route. The Gemara says to publicize people, the union of Lila Rega. And for him not to have taken, but it's insane. I mean, who would be the guy? Actually, no, that's my story. No. Well, definitely wasn't in it. I said that. The acronym say only that Mistoma Anashim Gedalim would have been Mekayma. It's not Anashim Gedalim. It's the man who was Kovei Aliyah Lerego for the public. So he wouldn't have taken up his family's Aliyah Lerego. I mean, obviously. There must have been a special reason why Shmuel wasn't coming. It was a Yotzi min haklal, and Chana, because of that, herself couldn't come. So it must be that Chana mifankuta yiterata chazi baby Shmuel. Shmuel was a delicate child. Apparently, he was a delicate child. So she was afraid. She was afraid that the trip would be difficult for him to take, would affect his health. And she stayed home, and therefore he stayed home. Now, there's no other way to understand that. So in which case, you can't bring a riot from there against Beit Shemayim. I mean, if Hinayim was a normal child, and she would have been brought up Yerushalayim. Obviously, there would have been a chiyuv. Boy, Rabbi Shimon, let me ask you something. Katan chiyuv, the divrei Beit Shammai. Here is a child who cannot walk. He's lame. But Beit Shammai holds the chiyuv, doesn't have anything to do with his ability to walk. And he can be carried on his father's back. So he should be chayev mitam the chinuch. Would he be chayev? I mean, if he were an adult in that state, he would not be chayev. Because an adult is a chiger isn't chayev. So here's a strange situation. You're going to be mechayev a katan in a way that even were he a gadol, he wouldn't be chayev, right? I mean, the part of the mitzvah chinuch can't be more chomer than the actual chiyuv itself. Or how about summa, the divrei shneihem? Is summa affects the adult. But in the neither Beit Shammai or Beit Hillel has a problem with summa. We define the chiyuv as being someone who can hold a summa, can hold someone's hand and walk up to the Har HaBayit, and certainly can be carried on the back. So that means that we're excluding the normal criteria from the definition of when a katan will be chayav. What would be the din? Ma, tzeichi dami. I don't understand what you're asking. That's clarified. If we're talking about a problem, a congenital problem over here, it's something that happened even, but there's no way to fix it. So he's always going to be lame, or he's a Summa, he's always going to be blind. So hashd, I mean, what's the question? If a gadol would be potter, would we be mechayev the katan in a place where the gadol would be potter? Katan would be blind. The question only could be, and here is a massive implication for chinuch. We're talking about a case over here of a child is lame. He will ultimately be cured. Okay. Or is a summa. He will ultimately be cured. Now, the question seems to be this. Is the chiyuv on the chinuch a translation of the chiyuv had he been a gadol, this is the way he would have. In which case, had he been a gadol who was lame, he would have lay in bed, not gone up to the rabbi. Or is the din in chinuch simply a question of getting a child into a position when he becomes an adult, he will then be chayev, and in this case, when he becomes an adult, he will be chayev because he won't be lame. So why would we have to apply the din of the chinuch to the katan at the time, since it's really irrelevant that he's potter now, correct? We're certainly getting him used to the idea of going up, and by the time he's chayev, he will be chayev because he no longer is lame. Now this is a massive question.
But why are they even asking that? If he's not a chiyuv, then it's the same situation as if he was, because the chiyuv on the parent is to the chamech.
But the question is,
if he's a chiyuv.
No, that the Gemara just said. If he is a permanent chiyuv, there's no chiyuv of an adult to treat the child differently than had the child been an adult would treat himself. Here the question is the state of chiyuv defined by the cotton's current state and pretending that he is now an adult, or is the state, the din of chinuch, not a state at all? It's simply imunim. We're getting a child used to something. It's not that we're pretending there's a real chiyuv and therefore we'll apply the dinim of the mitzvah. Or as Rav Moshe uses the sugya, do you have to buy a kosher lulav and esrog for a child? Or is this just a thing you're going through to get him used to waving around a lulav when he gets older? I mean, that's what it seems to be, no gaya.
This comes up with tzitzit
all the time.
Unravel,
tremendous questions with
tzitzit. Can't be a chiyuv of the
But first of all, that's a very interesting question. One would certainly think that, even though there seem to be a lot of violations of that. But some actually learn that into the sugya. But even if you're correct, and I agree with you, because there would be a paradoxical situation, the only reason that you're mechuyev to listen to the Rabbanan is because the Torah was mechayev you to listen to the Rabbanan. But if the Kotan doesn't have the chiyev to listen to the Rabbanan, how can the Rabbanan tell him he's chayev and mitzvahs bin Rabbanan? And why should I listen to you? Because I'm big and you're small. And I'm right and you're wrong. And somehow that may not work. Okay, but even so, the question is still a very valid question. What is the mode of chinuch? Is the mode of chinuch to treat the child as if he were an adult and apply all those criteria and then make him do it? Or is the mode of chinuch get the katan used to doing a thing which, when it will be a mitzvah, will then be something he's used to doing? If it's the latter, I mean, what does he know the difference? The lulav is kosher, the esrog is kosher, that's not the point. What, because the rov of the shkuna found with his microscope a problem in the esrog, it's not good enough for chinuch. And if it's a lemon, and if it's a murkav, I mean, that looks like an esrog. What's the difference? That would be the shaila. How far do we go?
Many adult or future adults.
Exactly. This is basically the old Renaissance painting of Talmud questions. It's a big issue for many centuries. You'll notice all of the old portraiture, Kitanim, were painted as tiny adults. They didn't have the whole sense of the proportion and the uniqueness of a child. We get all these weird church pictures in which everybody's an adult, they're just different sizes. So that's the question over here in the Kino. Omer Abaye, kol hecha de gadol mechayev midyoraita katan nami mechanchin le mirabon. If the gadol, if the person, had he been a gadol, would have been chayev midyoraita, then imirabonan he's chayev even though he's not a gadol. But kol hecha de gadol patur midyoraita, then midyorabonan katan nami. Very, right now, had he been a gadol, he would be put, because he's a figur. Therefore, we cannot be mechayev. So according to this, says Rav Meisher, you absolutely must buy a kosher lulav and esrog for a gadol, because we're only applying that. I mean, what kind of mitzvah chinuch is it? If this is all you had as a gadol, then you wouldn't be mechayev the mitzvah anyway with this stick or this lemon. So it shouldn't be a chinuch at all. There's many who argue on this. It's not what's going to be. It's not getting him used to things. It's having him do the mitzvah now. Mamela, out of that will come across the idea of getting him used to things. That's what it seems. By the way, there's another very important idea here. How about if the Godol would not be Chayev Midyoraita? The Godol would only be Chayev Midrabbana. Is there a mitzvah Midrabbana to be Chayev the Katan of the Rabbana? Look at this. The Gemara says, if he were a Godol, would be Chayev Midyoraita, then a Katan Mechanchin Oto Midrabbana. According to that criterion, we would never be Mechanich a Katan not to do a Rabbana. Certainly, it's not the norm. Chayev Ketanim to do all the Rabbana, certainly not to be over under Rabbana. But there are some, the Pirkei Yosef makes us see it, that the chiyuv of chinuch is dafka on a chiyuv midyoraita. What would that mean? There's no chiyuv for a katan to hear the Megillah? Yeah, he goes through cases. Is this only in a chiyuv to do chiyuv midyoraita? Or are we saying even on a mitzvah lotav said that we won't be on that? Obviously not. There's any right. It's not
there.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay, so he's mechalik. Even he's mechalik. And many of the Peskim argue with him. By the way, many argue on Rav Meisher also. In how to learn the sugya. There's very many different ways of learning the sugya.
Because the little Israel is a psalm in the chepsa, is a problem in the chepsa, and here it's the gavi.
Yeah, it's possible. I mean, kind of lame foot is a psalm in the chepsa of Aliyah Larego. This is one of those crossover areas between chepsa and gavi. Apparently, the Gemara says it's a padova kosher to not. We won't be margulin. Notice that the herigal comes from Aliyah Larego, which you're used to doing. Beit Shammai Omri, Hariyash Te Kesev Veha. The question over here is the simcha, the relationship of simcha, remember, of chagiga, which is a carbon shlomi, to the re'iyah, which is a carbon oila. So Beit Shammai says, the amount that you're supposed to pay, this is all midrabbanan, as those points out. The only carbon that has a dollar value attached to it, although it would be bad nowadays to attach to the dollar, better to the shekel, but has a shekel value attached to it. I don't know. So to attach it is carbon oshem. perhaps not even every korban asher, which we have a dinner state test. But other than that, there's no chiyuv in minoraisa. So the question is, what were the rabbanon more makbid on? The value of the korban oilas ria, the value of the korban shalmei chagiga. So Beit Shammai says the ria, which is an oila, is worth 2 kesef, and the chagiga, which is a shlamim, is worth 1. And Beit Hillel says the other way around.
Who gets the money?
The seller. How much is the korban worth? Tana Rabban, Beit Shammai omrim ha-riyah shtei kesef ha-chagiga ma'ar kesef. Why do I say that the korban riyah is worth more? Shariyah ola kula l'gavoa. It's a more valuable type of korban because after all it's going to the mizbeach. Typical, again, Beit Shammai thinking. That's the very fact that you don't have a chelek in it makes it more valuable. You give it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Masha enkein b'chagiga, which what? You stam, you slob, you're going to eat it? What do we care how much you eat? So they could take a lesser on them. Furthermore, the whole parsha of the bringing of the special korbanos that were brought with the shtei halechem on atzeret, we brought 7 of the kvasim, par ben bakar, lim shnayim, and then you have the 2 kvasim for the actual special korban that's brought to zevach shlamim. Those are the only korban shlamim that are, by the way, kivsi atzeret that are a korban tzibur, the only korban tzibur shlamim. So if you want to take a look at where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mechayev us, he's much more mechayev the oilas than he is the shlamim. In the only place where you have such a chiyuv, there's a tremendous disproportion between the number of oilas and the number of shlamim. So we should take that as an indication of what God finds to be more valuable, says Beit Shammai. Whereas Beit Hillel omrim, on the contrary, hariyah is 1 ma, and the chagiga is 2. I'll tell you, chagiga, first of all, yeshna lefnei adibur, mashein kein b'riyah. The korban chagiga was brought before the dinim of korbanos were defined on Har Sinai, and they brought the shlamim, we know, from the end of Mishpatim. Of course, the Mishpatim, remember, according to Rashi, that end was set before Matan Torah. It's dependent on the sugya of Yom as well, and therefore, they must have been bringing, the assumption is now, that they must have been bringing these Karbana says chagiga, says beferish the shlami. I, where's the chagiga? Tachogu li b'midbar. Wasn't, I mean, that was the whole excuse to power. It was supposed to be chogeg. So that means the re'iyah on Har Sinai was mechayev a korban chagiga. Okay, so they brought shlamim. It says beferish. They brought shlamim.
But they didn't
know about that. Shlamim. I was going to talk about that. But so that existed before, and that makes it very, very important, because it's obviously the more primal korban, because it took place before the other korbanis. Masha'in came b'ri'iyah. Yeah, we do not find a korban re'iyah. The Gemara is going to ask what do you mean? They brought it, says they brought olot as well. The ode, and not only that, says Beit Hillel, why look to shvuas as an indication of what's more valuable? Look to the korbanot of the nesiim. The korbanot of the nesiim had more shlamim than they had olot, far more. Shribeh ba'ena katub b'shlamim yoter mi'ba'olot. So over there, we have the list. After the 12 days, and it lists all of the korbanot shlamim, bakarla korbanot shlamim, there's far more shlamim than there are oilas. Why is Beit Shammai's reasoning not make sense to Beit Hillel? Well, he says, look, what's this business? Re'iyah adifa de'olah kulala gavoa. Pay more money for a korban that goes up entirely on the mizbeach adarabah. Pay more money for a korban that you're going to be eating from, no? So, chagiga adifa. Deepa shtei achilot. I mean, over here I have 2 people eating kaviyachol. I have the achil of the mizbeach from HaKadosh Baruch Hu side, and we're sharing. I mean, if you have a guest at the table, you need more. If only one person is eating, you need less. Makes sense, no? So you should pay more for the korban shlami. And furthermore, v'deka amet nelev me'atzeret, you're saying we should learn it out from Shavuos. I say, learn it out from the Nesiim, because it makes far more sense to me to be done in a korban yachid from a korban yachid. The Nesiim were all korbanot yachid. What are you going to be learning now? A korban yachid from a korban Sibur, the din and the oilas re'iya and the korban shalmei chagiga is a din on every individual. It's not a din in a public korban, and therefore shall we not use as a template for that chiyuv a chiyuv of a yachid, the nesiim, we're yachidim, and look at the relationship there. Why should I look to atzeret? And Beit Shammai, indeed, my time alo amri ki Beit Hillel. What does he do with Beit Hillel's reasoning? He says, well, your reasoning about a chagiga being there before the dibur, so the chagiga is better, adifa, the yeshel lefnei adibur. As Rabbi Yisrael just pointed out, re'i anami yeshel lefnei adibur. Doesn't it say that they brought, the same pasuk that said that they brought zvachim, shlamim, says that they brought olot. And so, wasn't that the carbon re'iya, just like the shlamim was the carbon chagiga? So therefore, it was also lefnei adibur. And the other thing that you said, the karmat delef v'nisiyim, you say, let's learn it out from the siyim and not from atzer. The siyim is a one-time event. How can you learn a one-time event? We have a general klal about this issue, that we always look to the davar hanohug l'dorot, and we learn it from a davar hanohug l'dorot. So the carbon chagig and carbon ri is nohug l'dorot, and it should be learned from atzeret, which is nohug l'dorot. Why would we look to the siyim, which was a one-time historical event? And therefore, I say, danin davar hanohug l'dorot, b'davar hanohug l'dorot, ve'in danin davar hanohug l'dorot, b'davar she'inohug l'dorot. What is Beit Hillel saying, actually, about the chagiga being more important because it was there before the dibur? It says beferish that they brought both types of korban. Ubeit Hillel, maishna chagiga, you're saying the yeshu lefnei adibur. I'm assuming you're talking about the korbanos that were brought before Har Sinai, which are mentioned at the end of Mishpatim. The whole discussion, according to Rabban, who learns that it's written in the order, so how does he understand the sugya over here? The Chazanish has a big example. But in any event, it says, v'yiz b'chuz v'achim shlamim, Riyad also says, v'yalu olot, same pasuk. I mean, well, why are we ignoring the olot? Beit Hillel says, that wasn't an olot ri'iya. Why did you think that was an olot ri'iya? The olot, she'ikrivu Yisrael b'midbar, before Matan Torah, was an olas tamid. They were bringing an olas tamid. Whereas Beit Shammai Sabri, Ola Sheikrivu Yisrael Bamidbar was an olad re'iya. So therefore, l'shitatam, how to understand that carbon. By the way, I mean, there are Rishonim on the sugya, not only the Ramban and Chumash. Obviously, they have to deal with the Gemara and Yuma. So, I mean, this seems to be taken as a davar pasha that the carbon is mentioned over there. We're Kodim Lahar Sinai. I mean, basically, the approach is that Kodim Lahar Sinai means before the chiyuv that is mentioned in the dinim of Har Sinai, which is that you have to have a mishnah. So what would be the point? There's no mishnah, which means there's no mizbeach of a tzibur that has the kedusha of bringing these karbanas. What's a chach to call it? An olas ria. So an olas, so it's interesting, there's a Meshach Chochma who speaks about this, but the shalme chagiga, anyway you could always bring on a bum, shlom. So there's no pegam in calling it a shlom. What are you going to call it? To call this an olah, where there's no din of it being brought on a bamas yochid, so it can't possibly be the olas tamid. That's the way it would be learned. But in any event, the question over here, therefore, boils down to the shaila of how I understand the carbon that was brought at Har Sinai. Was it part of a daily carbon that was being brought, or was it a unique event because of the appearance of the Shekhinah on Har Sinai? So, according to Beit Shammai, it was a unique event. According to Beit Hillel, it was just another example of a quotidian carbon. Omar Abai, the truth is that Beit Shammai, Abai often does this, you will recall, puts together the shitas. In other words, it's much easier to get a picture of the various sides here. So, Beit Shammai, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shmuel all boil down to holding in various sugyas, and I'm going to prove the others here in a moment. All those shitot hold that it was an olat riya on Har Sinai, whereas Beit Hillel, Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Yossi Aglili all hold that the olat shikrivi Yisrael b'midbar was olat tamid haboy. Now let me show you that these are the shitot. Beit Shammai, we know, we just showed you. Beit Shammai holds that the Olas Re'iya was also there before Har Sinai, which meant that he must have held that the carbon at Har Sinai was an Olas Re'iya. Why do I say now Rabbi Shmuel agrees with that? Because Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva have a very fundamental machloket about what was said at Har Sinai. Was the Torah actually given at Har Sinai? What? Between them. Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva argue very fundamentally in the Sifra about the nature of Kabbalah Torah. The whole point of Har Sinai was not to give a list of detailed din. It was to give you a framework for what the Torah is. Here's a general sense. There are korbanot. There's this concept of bringing a tamid and so on. But the dinim were not set. The pratim, all of those protot, were set in the Olam, which is why right after Har Sinai, we build the Mishkan and settle down now to listening to the Mem Shana of the Mishneh. Right? So that whole Mishnah came from those 40 years. And therefore, all of the dinim, you couldn't bring an Eilas Tamid if you didn't have dinim of an Eilas Tamid. They didn't even exist. All of the halakas of how to bring the Eilas Tamid didn't exist. How can you call it an Eilas Tamid? Whereas Rabbi Akiva Omer, Klalot Upratot Dem Rabbi Sinai. Actually, the Torah was given in detail on Har Sinai. The fact that we find the 40 years, that's spelling it out to us, that's basically telling us what was already said on Har Sinai. And how is it told to us? It's part of the chazarah, the mitzvot that went on during the 40 years. So nishnu mishnah. And they were repeated now for that 40 years, b'ol moed. And then in the last days of Moshe Rabbeinu's life, they were nishnu from the standing there in Avot Moav, the beginning of Devarim. So then Ohil Moshe be'erat ha-Torah hazot, he reviewed it, explained it in what we call Mishneh Torah, which was the rapid review and overall structure of the Torah. That was Nishtalish in Arvot Moav, which is why the Rambam says, Al-Kain Karati v'sefer hazot, Mishneh Torah. That's what it is. He's created basically what Moshe, the Moshe ad Moshe, what Moshe set out to do at Arvot Moav was to give over a bird's eye view and his perspective of Kol HaTorah Kula. And says the Rambam, that's what I'm doing. Providing you an overall perspective, here is Kol HaTorah Kula. You can go directly from the Tanakh into this, and you'll then see the Torah. Now everything else, spend the rest of your life working out. But this is basically what we do.
We accept Rabbi Akiva.
We're very pluralistic. We accept everybody. We'll see how this applies to our suit. The Esau Gadaita, taking for granted the following logic, that if you're going to tell me that the Eilah Shikrivi Yisrael Bamidbar was an Eilah Tamid, does that make sense? We don't know what an Eilah Tamid is yet. If you read in Vayikra the dinim of the Eilah Tamid, you find out all types of halakas. It requires Efshit, it requires Nituach. Where would we get those dinim until we've learned them, if you hold that they were never even said on Har Sinai? So an Eilah Zriya, even though it's true once we have the halakot, as Tosis points out, all of the Eilot need exactly the same treatment that the Eilah Tamid. But the point is, it's only learned from the Eilah Tamid. There's nothing intrinsic in an Eilah Zriya that it has to have these halachas as part of its very definition. It's not its essence. It's the way in which we treat it. But the Eilah Tamid is created with these halachas to define its very essence. So how would you have an Eilah Tamid before you had the essential definitions of what that is? So there's no such thing if I don't know the halakas. I mean, what are you going to tell me? Again, this means, is there something which in essence requires hefshet v'nituach, and you could still call it the same thing without it? If it's only an incidental, it's not its very definition. It's a din. Fine. So there was an Eilah Zriya once upon a time without Hefshet V'nituach, and today it needs Hefshet V'nituach. What's so surprising about that? But if I understand that in the place where the Torah gives the halacha, it's actually defining the very essence of that thing, which is itself a leap here that the Gemara has made, which we see we're going to question. But at this point, the Gemara is saying a very fascinating thing, that the locale of the halacha is not just incidental, but is definitive. So if the Eilah Tamid specifically is the place where we learn out the requirement for Hefshet V'nituach, Lamasha, then that means that that's what an Eilah Tamid is. The fact that we may apply those halachas elsewhere is true, and you won't see the difference. But existentially, it's a different thing. Okay, so I don't understand how you could have an Eilah Tamid that isn't an Eilah Tamid. So it must have been an Eilah Zriya. Therefore, says Abaye, I tell you, it must be that the Machlokas of Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, directly parallels the Machlokas of Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel. Tosfos asks, what do you mean? So we're making them come and say, Shalok HaLoch? I feel like Beit Shammai, you're telling me that Rabbi Shmuel has to be Shalok HaLoch. Tosfos says, maybe the ones that you're saying agree with Beit Shammai hold that there never was a Machlokas, Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel. And that was everybody's shita. We find that often. Lo nechlek Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel b'davazah. And now let me prove to you, says Abaya, the third thing that I said, which is that Rebbe Elazar also agrees with these two shittot of Beit Shammai and Rebbe Yishmael. Where do I see that? The Tanya. Olat tamid ha'asuya b'har Sinai. Ooh. That seems to be saying it very clearly. The Olat tamid was done on Har Sinai. Rebbe Elazar says, wait. It doesn't mean that. It says ha'asuya means that its concept comes from Har Sinai. Ma'aseh ha'nemru b'si. But he atzma lo karva. Doesn't. not mean. Ha'asuya that was done, it means ha'asuya that was doable. So that there's no need to say that they actually brought a korban or last time. Okay? So that he asks ma lo karva. So what is he saying? That the oila that says they did bring an oila. Nah, that wasn't an oila's tummy. That was an oila's ria. That's exactly what Bichamai said. That's exactly what Rabbi Shmuel says. Now let's move on to the other side. Was Rabbi Akiva Aimer Karva? Vishum lo paskana. This is consistent with the way I explained Rabbi Akiva before. That according to Rabbi Akiva, the klalot and pratot were never besinai. Therefore, there existed now the concept of an olat tamid, and in fact, as Rabbi Akiva was brought. And therefore, he's saying the same thing as Beit Hillel, as we'll say in a moment. Now, the other side, so what is this now? If that's the case, there's a little bit of a problem. Because it says, Hazvachim umincha, higashtem liba midbar arbaim shana Beit Yisrael. When God speaks to us about why our system of values is so corrupted, so he says, for 40 years in the midbar, did you bring me karbanas? No. I mean, no. I thought you just said yes. What is that all about? No, that means Beit Yisrael did not bring karbanas. It's true. Beit Yisrael did not bring karbanas. Why? Only because God was angry at them. He didn't want to get karbanas from them because of the Maisa Egel and the Maisa Meraglim. Shifto Shalevi. Yes. Lo avdu avodah zarah. And they indeed did bring it. The Eila Sheikrivu was indeed a carbon tamid. And it was only paid for and brought courtesy of your sponsor, Shevet Levi. But Enoch Inami, it certainly was an Eila's tamid. So it was Karva Velot Pasa. Now let me move on to the other side. I said Beit Hillel. Okay, Beit Hillel, we know what he says over here. It was the Eilas Tamid. We just said Rabbi Akiva said the same thing. I just brought it to you in detail. Rabbi Akiva Hanami, the Amoran. Now, I said that Rabbi Yossi Aglili also agrees with these two shitot. Let me prove that. The tiny Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer, Shalosh Mitzvot Nitztavu Yisrael Ba'alotam L'rega. There are three mitzvot that appear now at the same time with the Aliyah, which is the Re'iyah, which includes the bringing of a carbon Re'iyah, Chagiga, and Simcha. Yesh b'Re'iyah shein b'shteyem, yesh b'Chagiga shein b'shteyem, yesh b'Simcha shein b'shteyem. Each one of these mitzvot is unique in a particular way that is not shared by anything else. Now there may be things that are shared by two and not by all three, but Tosfos says that there are, and he brings examples, but that's not what we're coming to discuss here. We're trying to show uniqueness. Uniqueness is a singular, by definition, of the three. So here's the differences between them. Let me go through them with you. Yesh b'riyah shein b'shteyem. Something unique about the riyah. That's obvious, that the riyah is a carbon ayla. And that carbon ayla is kula l'gavoa. Masha'ein kein, both the chagiga and the simcha are obviously shlamim. That's the whole point. Now, yesh b'chagiga masha'ein b'shteyem. Something unique about the carbon chagiga. And that is that the Chagiga existed before there was even Lifnei HaDibor. This was the carbon that was brought early on, Lachogli Bamidbar. That's before Maamar Har Sinai. Masha'ein b'shteyem. Yesh b'sim... you got that now, right? Masha'ein b'shteyem. So that means that the Re'iyah was not brought before. Okay, now I just proved it to you, but let's finish now. What is statement? Finish the statement. Yesh b'simcha masha'ein b'shteyem, sha'simcha noheged be'adashim uvenashim, masha'ein b'shteyem. Again, as Tosa says, this seems to say it very clearly, that the korban simcha is noheged be'nashim, not just to be misamachat and to have her in Yerushalayim. Hey, now wait a second, boy. I got a real problem with you. A real problem, because you just contradicted yourself. Didn't you just say a moment ago that according to Rabbi Yishmael, my time of kamukmasul kebeit shamai, what forced you to conclude that Beit Shammai, that Rabbi Yishmael is consistent with Beit Shammai, that it must have been an Eilas Ria and not an Eilas Tami? You said because, if you're telling me it's an Eilas Tamid, and you hold that the Eilas Tamid was only defined afterwards as requiring Hefshet V'nituha, so it couldn't have existed before. Mi'ika mida, that's what you said. Mi'ika mida de mikor, lo boy Hefshet V'nituha, so boy Hefshet V'nituha. Excuse me? What did we just say, Rabbi Yossi Aglili? Rabbi Yossi Aglili said, Masha'en b'shteyem, meaning that the carbon was only the carbon Tamid, right? Not a carbon Ria. So Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds Ola Sheik, Riva Yisroel Ben Mibar, Olat Tamid Avoy. And I happen to be able to prove to you a very unfortunate thing for you. And that is that even though Rabbi Yossi Aglili also was an Olas Tamid, nonetheless, It did not require Hefshet v'nitua. Mikar lo boy Hefshet v'nitua, so boy Hefshet v'nitua. T'tani Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer Beferish. Ola shikriv Yisroel b'midbar, einat una Hefshet v'nitua, l'fi she'ein Hefshet v'nitua, ela mi'olamoy ve'elach. There's no din of Hefshet v'nitua before there's an olamoy. So if you hadn't just opened your mouth and told me that he holds that it was an Eilas Tomid, I would have said, okay, it's an Eilas Riyah, so it's not a problem. But now you're in big trouble, because you just proved to me that he holds it is an Eilas Tomid. So the very moment that Abaya, you proved that Rabbi Yossi holds it's an Eilas Tomid, you just disproved your contention that according to Rabbi Yishmael, it had to be that it was an Eilas Riyah, because maybe he holds the same thing, that even though it wasn't Hefshet v'nitua, but it was still an Eilas Tomid, exactly as Rabbi Yossi said. You said, oh, it's impossible, how could there be such a thing? Here's an example of such a thing. You said if the Torah defines it as requiring Hefshet v'nitua, that's its existential definition. Come off it, man. There's no Kierkegaard here. It's just the sheet of Rabbi Yossi. It's very simple. It's a din like any other din. It does the same Eilas Tomid without Hefshet v'nitua. What's the big deal? I guess I hung up. So in other words, if you're going to tell me that this is Rabbi Yossi, you have to cut out Rabbi Yishmael from your list. Okay, cut him out. Sami Mikan Rabbi Yishmael. All right, let's erase that. It was so nice and parallel before, you know, we put the Rabbi Akiva Rabbi Yishmael thing and really added up beautifully. What can you do? Sometimes elegance suffers for truth.
The whole thing of Riyah,
didn't start when they came to Eretz Yisrael? No, Riyah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears, that's the best Riyah. Yes. Yeah, on Har Sinai, where do we have a better Riyah than Har Sinai? But that was at that time, that's a separate Riyah of Riyah. Same thing is true of Chagiga. And what happens when there is no such place? Wherever the Shekhinah appears, the same concept. That had a din of Eretz Yisrael at the time.
Elegance?
That's the, well, elegance is 3 and 3, and, you know, yeah, but fundamental machlokas.
What does that do to the
I can't, is going to have real problems with this. But here, Rav Chista asks, how do we read the pasuk? Because, okay, we've concluded that there were definitely oilas, definitely shlamim. Question whether the oilas were Riya or whether they were tamid, but how do I read the pasuk? It says, Vayishlach et narei b'nei Yisrael, Vayalu olot. Now, it says over there, Vayalu olot, Vayizbechu zvachim, shlamim lashem, parim. Does the parim part define the last piece of the pasuk? Vayizbechu zivachim shlamim lashem parim. And I put in a stop before the word vayizbechu to read. Vayalu olot, that were not parim, that the olot were, let's say, kvasim, right? And then they also brought shlamim, which were parim. Or does the parim define both of the above? So here the question is, in this series, how am I supposed to actually put in the ta'amim, which are the way in which we would indicate the correct grammatical construction? What's one possibility he's asking? The punctuation. No, the kvasim doesn't appear in the pasuk. We're asking, do I read that? Vayalu olot, meaning, dash, kvasim. And now back to the pasuk. Vayizbechu zvachim shlamim la'ashem, the latter being defined as parim. Oh, Dilmore, maybe it's all one statement. So that both of them were parim. You know, who cares? I mean, it's a long time ago, and whatever happened. I mean, it's not really going to change history if you define it differently, is it? So, namai nafkamina. I mean, as Tosis points out, this is always, we always ask, maida havi havi. Whatever was. I mean, So Marzutra says the nafkamina is, obviously, the punctuation ends up being the way that you do the laning. So I have to know. So what are the correct ta'amim for this pasuk? Do I put one of the ta'amim that are mafsik at that point? So vayizbechu, before vayizbechu, vayalu alot, etznachta, or one of the other, simanei psik, and then vayizbechu shlamim belashem parim, or is it all one thing? Rav Acha, Breda Rava says, well, no, it's a very practical nafkamina. It comes up every day. A guy is b'chayev himself to bring the type of oila that was brought by Yisrael in the Midbar. What does he have to bring? A shlamim or a parim? I mean, come on, you can't get more practical than that. So you have to define what was. Was it a par or was it a keves? So therefore, if somebody will say, Arei alai ola, ke ola sheikruva Yisrael b'midbar, I'm asking, my parim avu or kvasim avu? What does he have to bring? Teiku. Maybe he should bring both. There's always room for more. Is zero katan gana sheni yochol lirkov aktifo shel aviv matkid lor aviv zera zo ad hacha ban aitein amal ay abay ad hacha mechaydi ima besimcha aiti te imei mikan veilach im yochol alot velachos biyado shel aviv mirushalayim lar abay atreya vi lo patur heishiv rebi tachat petile ala dibri bet shamay vechana lo alata ki amra le isha agi gamela nar abay aviyati Vashmuel was certainly chayav according to Beit Shammai Shita because he was yochol lirkov aktifo shel aviv he was already 2 years old. Omar le'avua, come on, v'latainech. I mean, tikshelecha chana gufo. How about chana herself? Milo mechayva v'simcha. Obviously, something is going on here behind the scenes. It must be that chana v'fankuta yiterat achazi baby Shmuel, v'chasha baby Shmuel l'chul shadurcha. Boy, Rabbi Shimon, katan figer le'divrei Beit Shammai, v'sumah le'divrei shneihem ba'o. He's never going to be chayev in this mitzvah, so what's the point of the chinuch? I mean, ashka gadol patur, obviously katan mi boy. Lo tzricha b'chiger sheyachol yitpashet, v'suma sheyachol leyitpateach, and that's our question. Omer Abaye, look, the klal is that kolecha de golem chayev in this state, midoraita, katan nami mechanchin lei min rabbanan. But if Kolecha the Gadol himself would have been patur midiraita in this state, so then midrabbanan katanani patur Beit Shammai omrim hariyash te kesef tana rabbanan Beit Shammai omrim hariyash te kesef v'chagiga ma kesef shariya ola kula l'gavoa ma she'inkim v'chagiga v'od matzino v'yatzer shiriba v'ena katub v'olot yoter mibishlamin Beit Hillel omrim hariya ma kesef v'chagiga shte kesef v'chagiga yeshna lifnei adibur ma she'inkim v'riya ויוד מצינו בנשיאים שריבה והם הכתוב בשלמים יותר מבעולות ובית ילול מהטיים אלו אמרי כבית שמי because look it's not logical the comment מי עדיפה because it's אילו כולו לגבוה on the contrary חגיג עדיפה דית בשתי התחילות the comment נאלף מי עצרת doesn't make more sense to be done in Korban Yochid be Korban Yochid from the נשיאים ואין done in Korban Yochid of everybody's Korban Hila and Korban Chagiga from a Korban Tzibur and עצרת ובית שמי מי טיים אלו אמרי כבית ילול Well, it says, this Chagiga is Adifa, Yeshiv Nei Adibor, what's the matter with you? Rio is just as much Nei Adibor as Chagiga. It's all in the same posik as Yeshiv Nei Adibor. The garment Nei Levi Nisim, why would I learn something out of the Nisim, which is a one-time historical event? Adin Davar Anoeg Ledorot. Midavar Anoeg Ledorot. Adin Davar Anoeg Ledorot. Midavar Shein Anoeg Ledorot. Ubeit Yilel, indeed. I mean, Maishna Chagiga Yeshiv Nei Adibor, because of the posik, Vayizbuch Uzbachim Shlamim. I mean, in the same posik it says, Vayadu Alot, Sariya Nami. Kasabri Beit Hillel, Ola Shikrubi Yisrael B'Midbar was not an Olas Ria. Despite the fact that it was coming together with the Korban Chagiga, it was an Olas Tamid. Ubeit Shammai Sabri, Ola Shikrubi Yisrael B'Midbar was indeed, as the pastors would employ, an Olas Ria. Om Rabbi, turns out that Beit Shammai, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shmuel, Kulisfiru, Ola Shikrubi Yisrael B'Midbar, Olas Ria, and that Beit Hillel, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yosi Aglili, Kulisfiru, Ola Shikrubi Yisrael B'Midbar was an Olas Tamid. Okay, let me list it for you. Beit Shammai, okay, we know, right? Rabbi Yishmael, the Tanya, Rabbi Yishmael, Omer Klolot, Nemru B'Sinai, Pratot, Bo'omoed. Rabbi Akiv, Omer Klolot, U'Pratot, Nemru B'Sinai, V'Nishnu Bo'omoed, V'Nishtar Shalom, B'Arvot Moab. Now here's my logic, says Abaya. Yisak Adaitach, that all Ashik Rabbi Yisrael, B'Midbar, Olat Tamid Havoy, it would not be possible to maintain what Rabbi Yishmael says, because me committed to be Kor, Lo Bo Yavshu, V'Nituach, Lo B'Sol Bo Yavshu, V'Nituach. Rabbi Elazar, a third sheet that holds this is the Tanya. Olat tamid ha'asuya b'har Sinai. Says Rabbi Elazar, that just means ha'asuya in terms of the definition of ma'aseha. Ma'aseha nemru b'Sinai. It doesn't mean we actually brought it. He atzma lo karva because that was an olas ria and not an olas tamid. Rabbi Akiva Omer, no, it's karva v'shuv lo paska. Ah, you're going to say, so then what's the meaning of the verse that says, Azvachimu minchei gashu mi b'midbar v'im shana beit Yisrael? It's true. It wasn't all of Klal Yisrael that brought it, though. It was Shiftah Shalevi that paid for it and brought it. Shalom avdu avada zara, hein hikrivu ota. Beit, by the way, it's very, very insightful Nekuda over here, which is that even though the Mishkan was given as a, Tikkun for Avodah Zarah, but nonetheless, the Hakpada, and who's going to bring the Korbanos to me, was still true. It wasn't just that, Levi were selected to be the Kohen. During the period, that period, the Yisrael were still Nizufim, which is strange. I mean, the Parshas we learned, the Kodesh Baruch was Meichel entirely. The place of Meraglim is a new issue. It doesn't relate back to the the Avodah Zarah, and whatever the problems were, it wasn't because of the Maisa Ego. That's what one would have thought. Here it says that all that period, the Korbanos needed to be brought specifically by Levi, and not by anybody else. It's the Parsha of the Sikh. Beit Hillel, now let me list the other side. Beit Hillel, okay, we know Beit Hillel. Rabbi Akiva, okay, we know Rabbi Akiva. We just listed it for you. Rabbi Yosef Glid is the only Kiddush over here. Let me explain that to you. Then Rabbi Yosef Glid, Yomer, Shalosh Mitzvot, Nitzavut Yisrael, Baalotam L'Regel, and this is Riyah Chagiga V'Simcha. Yesh B'Riyah Shem B'Shtem, Yesh B'Chagiga Shem B'Shtem, Yesh B'Simcha Shem B'Shtem. Yesh B'Riyah Shem B'Shtem, it's obvious. Riyah is an oil, Kulav Gavaya, Mashem Kein B'Shtem. Yesh B'Chagiga Mashem B'Shtem, B'Chagiga is Yesh Rav Ne'adib, or Mashem Kein B'Shtem, which means that there was no Olat Riyah. Must have been an Olat Tamid. There we go. We just proved Rabbi Yosef Glid really agrees with Beit Shammai and Rabbi Akiva. Yesh b'simcha, Mashem, Beit Hillel, I mean Rabbi Akiva. Yesh b'simcha, Mashem b'shteyem, Shasimcha noheged b'anashim u'b'nashim, Mashem b'shteyem. Now, I got a problem with you, Abaya. Rabbi Shmuel, my tamak amuk was like a Beit Shammai, because you said, quote, well, Yisak at either fellowship, previous all been borrowed, I mean, about Mehika, meaning me, oh, no, by Yavshin, it's all, so by Yavshin, it's all. That's what you said, you're so sure of yourself. Now you yourself bring Rabbi Yosef, Glid, Yom, I lost your previous all been borrowed, was an LS Tommy. According to this, it works out, that Mehika, law by Yavshin, it's all, so by Yavshin, it's all, prove it to you. Tell you, Rabbi Yosef, Glid, Yom, I lost your previous all been borrowed, ain't not to, no, Yavshin, it's all, the Visha ain't Yavshin, it's all, hello, my own, my own, my own. Sami Mikan Rabbi Shmuel. Now, it could be that the Arba'im Shana is just a reference to the entire period, including this time of the standing before our Sinai. Rabbi Shmuel is out. Okay, here you should insert the word in your mind, Kvasim. And then continues the Pazavai's Bechuz Vachim Shalim Lashem Parim. Or it's all one long list. Idim idi parim abi. Who cares? Well, Mazurka said the piece of tiny. It's even impractical. But if somebody would say, would he bring parim or would he bring kvasim? Take